Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Infant Practice Guide, Sights and Sounds. Infants become familiar with sounds and words by hearing the sounds of people, animals, and objects. They also become familiar with sounds by making lots of noises. This cellcast includes some ways to help your baby become familiar with different sounds. The more a child hears the sounds of different toys and objects, the more she will notice if the sounds are the same or different. So give your infant plenty of opportunities to hear sounds as part of parent-child play. For example, imagine a mother showing her baby a toy duck. Making sounds like a quacking duck can help him become familiar with that sound. This is what the practice looks like. An infant is sitting with his mother. Mom shows her child a frog and mimics the sound ribbit, moving the stuffed animal toward the baby. Mom repeats the sound, moving the frog towards the baby until the toy tickles him on the neck or tummy. Mom waits for him to respond with a smile or laugh. She repeats the game every time he smiles and laughs. Doing the practice. Start by finding three or four objects or toys that your infant is familiar with. Soft toys like a favorite stuffed animal are often best. Show your child the toy. For example, say oink oink while showing him a toy pig. Make the toy dance and move. Repeat the animal sound and slowly move the toy toward your child to touch him. Pretend to have the toy kiss him. Make it fun. Repeat the game when your baby gives you a sign that he is interested, such as laughing, cooing, or smiling. Here is an example of sights and sounds. Sarah and her mom play a game where mom makes up sounds and Sarah tries to repeat them. Sarah's favorite sound is the noise she makes banging on a tin laundry tub. She watches her mom and listens as mom bangs loudly and then softly on the tub. She tries hard to repeat the sounds her mom makes. She even tries to make up her own sounds. How did Sarah's mom know the practice was working? She asked herself these questions. Did Sarah get excited and enjoy the game? Did she laugh or smile so mom would make more noises? Did she try to make her own noises? If Sarah's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew Sarah had a successful, literacy-rich experience. We hope you enjoyed Sights and Sounds. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.